The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.
Lots of you getting in touch about a topic we've visited once or twice on the programme, and that is getting into employment. You know, one of the big challenges for a lot of blind and partially sighted people is finding a job and then keeping that job. Well, Chris Reddington's kind of been on the scale with all of it, really, and he told us about the difference getting back into employment made to him. This is Chris's story.
Hello, my name is Chris Reddington, and 18 months ago, I was left stranded on a platform somewhere near Chester. I had no idea where I was. My colleagues had left me and abandoned me and gone home. At that moment in time, I realised that I never wanted to work again. I wasn't right for the working world, and that I was unsuitable. I was one of the many blind and partially sighted people in the UK who was unsuitable for work. The next day I was offered a voluntary exit from the company who I was working for, and I gladly took it, thinking that I was incapable of working. I then proceeded to spend the next few weeks looking over many, many job applications that I decided I could not do, after which time I contacted Action and spoke to a guy called Peter Inman at Action in Manchester. Peter kind of helped me. He listened to me, and he gave me the time I needed to reevaluate my situation, reevaluate what I wanted from my life. And I realized that I did want to work. I realized that it was really important that I was working, and really important that I was doing something for society. And he empowered me to really start looking seriously at applications, and to really start to begin to think about working again. And it was him who first helped me to put my first application together since losing that job and since having a terrible experience. I was unsuccessful. I was told that I just missed out on it. It almost destroyed me again. I was in a very shaky position. But Peter sort of held me tight and told me to keep applying and keep applying. Over time, I gradually regained some confidence. But I wasn't so good in the interviews, I found out. And so I went over to Carly, who gave me some interview support, told me how to dress in an interview, showed me that how to wear a suit to an interview, how to walk in and how to introduce myself. I also learned how to empower myself before an interview and how to prepare properly. And these skills were really, really useful when I went to several interviews that I was getting. Unfortunately, again, I was unsuccessful, and we realized that I wasn't empowered myself. I didn't believe I could get those jobs. And it was then that Action suggested that I went on a pre-employment course. The pre-employment course is an opportunity to empower yourself into employment, to give yourself a boost that you may need just to understand how good and how skilled you really are, and to understand the things that you might not necessarily see about yourself. I went on the pre-employment course and I really enjoyed it. It was fantastic. I learned that I can lead people, that I'm a very good communicator, and that my strength lies in those two things, but also in my creative abilities. I learned that I'm a passionate writer, and that the skills I learned during my degree are skills, and that I can sell them in an interview. The pre-employment course also showed me how to sell those in an interview. It was at that time that an admin vacancy at Action in Manchester came up, and I applied. And the head of operations for the local team interviewed me and gave me the admin receptionist role, which meant that I was talking to clients every day, taking calls from people who had been in much the same situation as myself, and listening to people and working and communicating with the Manchester office as a whole. I really enjoyed it. I loved it. I really loved it. It was a fantastic opportunity for me to gain confidence in the working world, to regain all those things that I'd lost about myself, and to understand that I could do a job fully and properly. I learned that I am a desirable employee, and that I should be employed to the highest of my ability. I also learned that it's really, really, really interesting life the life of work, and that the people around me can support me to do even better. It was through the support that I then applied for a job as an eye clinic liaison officer in Cardiff. And in the fullest of my empowerment, I went along to the interview and showed them what I can do, showed my skills, talked about what I could do, and was creative with my interview. I used the skills that Linda, Emma, Carly, and Peter had showed me, and I was able to get that interview in the interview and then got the job, which was incredible. And I spent the first few weeks of my job roaming around Wales, really enjoying myself. I couldn't have done that job without access to work, and Linda and Emma, particularly in the Manchester office, helped me to get that access to work, helped me to understand what is the best way I can use my access to work and how I can improve my access to work as well. It was a fantastic way for me to learn about access to work, and I now am able to do my job to the best of my ability as well, which is fantastic. I couldn't have done it without action, and I now understand that I am a professional. I'm very good at what I can do, and that all the skills I've learned throughout my working life, I can use day to day to help people with sight loss live a better and fuller life, the same as I did.
Chris there with a rather honest account of his story. You know, confidence and lack of it can be very debilitating to a blind or partially sighted person. Well done to Chris for getting back on his feet and getting out there into the job market and finding a job. Well done, Chris, and thank you for telling us your story.
The Weekly Connect. The Weekly Connect. On RNIB Connect Radio.